Okay, good morning. On behalf of Minnesota Groundwater Association and Minnesota Groundwater Association Foundation, I wanted to welcome you to the fall conference. Today's topic is to talk about the value of groundwater and how that value affects the choices we make about groundwater use. From lake levels to water quality to ecological thresholds, decision makers are now faced with many more trade-offs beyond what typically were issues of well interference. But before we get started with it, I first have some business items to take care of. The poster sessions, again, will be back in this room right off the back stairs. And the other topic are students. We have students again at this conference. We have 24 of them. And we have the mentor program that we started last spring that's in effect again today. What we're looking for, though, are 10 more mentor volunteers. We have 24 students, and I think we have 12 or 13 volunteers. So if you would like to mentor, what we're going to do is meet at the beginning of the first break, right back here in the northwest corner of this room, with the students and mentors. So the people who had already signed up to be a mentor, join us, and if we can get 10 more, then we can have one per student. Otherwise, we'll double up. But again, thanks to you mentors for volunteering. And thanks for the students for coming to this conference. The other item of business this morning is to acknowledge someone who has a long and distinguished career in groundwater in Minnesota, among other things. Normally this would come later in the day, but this person, Calvin Alexander, has to leave to go to Texas today, so we're going to start off actually with this. And speaking of students, here's a student back in the early 1970s. Those of you who know Calvin would recognize him even without the length of time that this picture was taken in Calvin now. This is Calvin Alexander. And Calvin Alexander in the mass spec lab at Berkeley on his standing behind him, I think, right, Calvin, is Mike. And, no, excuse me. On the right is Mike Malin, who is currently the PI for the camera work that goes on the Mars rover. And behind him is Roy Lewis, who had a long career at University of Chicago. And the reason I'm showing this slide again is because we're talking about students, but we're also talking about Calvin. And Calvin is just one of these people who is a student at heart. Calvin's also someone who gets involved, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody at the University of Minnesota who has spent more time in the public sector. So in the true sense of the mandate of a land-grant university, Calvin is the epitome of that type of person. He gets involved with people in public policy. He's been involved with people in decision-making with regard to land use, with regard to water quality. And it goes well beyond just meetings and lectures. Again, Calvin is the type of person that gets right into the thick of things. And here's a good example. Calvin's research is based on field data, and that's more important than just about anything in terms of the questions that he's asking and the answers that he's been introducing us to. He's initiated research and has continued to facilitate the age dating of groundwater in Minnesota, and I can't emphasize how important that is in terms of what we do. And understanding groundwater systems and understanding the age and the residence times of groundwater. This has become a part of the program for Department of Health in terms of their source water protection and prioritizing wellhead protection areas. And it's also an integral part of now groundwater mapping at the DNR. Calvin also understands the fundamental connections that go on in groundwater systems. And again, this gets back to the issue of field data. Here's Calvin doing a dye trace. And the beauty of a dye trace is that you put something in the ground, it shows up somewhere else. You have established a hydraulic connection. And in the words of Carol Kendall from the USGS, she says, you've established a hydraulic connection regardless of what the model tells you. And I think this in large respect is one of Calvin's best contributions to hydrogeology, at least here in Minnesota, is to understand that when we have a physical connection that we've established, maybe in the sense of a dye trace, is then we have questions to answer. How did the dye get to that place so fast or so slow? Or why did it show up at all? And the conceptual models that we build in terms of groundwater are based on this type of information. But only recently have we started to recognize that this is the type of stuff that has to go into these conceptual models. And the idea of isotropic porous media, as Calvin will repeat again and again, is more the rarity than the norm. And this is the type of data that shows it. Calvin's work is also extended out worldwide. This is in Papua New Guinea in 2012, where he was looking at karst conditions there. But this is kind of where I think of Calvin most. One of his honors that I don't know if he would say this is his, he's most proud of, but I suspect that he would be. He was awarded the Horace T. Morris University of Minnesota Alumni Award for Outstanding Contributions to Undergraduate Education, which is a lifetime award and gives the permanent title of Morris Alumni Professor. Calvin is a teacher at heart and a great one. This is at Fountain, Minnesota, with a number of students talking about time and the time that changes over this particular setting. The spring is at one place and one period of time, but will change over time also. And a lot of these students, some of them are kicking the dirt and some people are looking off in the distance and doing whatever. But a lot of them are listening to Calvin and taking in the information that he's providing here. And finally, there's this. Calvin has such a broad range of interests. And when I look at this picture, I'm reminded of a photo that we have in the display cabinet, the survey of a student, actually a young child, young boy, who's found a fossil. And he's holding it up proudly in this picture with a big smile on his face. And it's less about, here, look what I found, and more about, isn't this cool? Isn't this about the most amazing thing you've ever seen? And if you look at Calvin in this picture, he has that same expression. He didn't find this meteor, but he's presenting it and understanding its value. And that this is something that is extraordinary, and this is something that truly is a wonderful thing. And to be able to express that and to be able to get students to realize that is really based on Calvin's sense of wonder of the natural world. And this, I think, is probably what he's passed on to his students more than anything, is that appreciation. So with that, I would like to present Calvin with an award on lifetime achievement and contribution to groundwater. Calvin, if you come on up. And it reads, Minnesota Groundwater Association Outstanding Service Award to Dr. Emmett Calvin Alexander, Jr. in recognition for your distinguished service to the citizens of the state of Minnesota and the science of groundwater, October 2013. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, the Minnesota Groundwater Association. One of the few things that coming up on eight decades brings to you is a little bit of perspective. And I want to thank everybody in this audience for how far we have come. I just want to remind you that when we started in the 70s, everyone thought the St. Peter, Prairie du Chien, and Jordan was a single aquifer. We hadn't done any age dating. We hadn't done any tracing since the 1940s, when the Minnesota Department of Health had done, to my knowledge, the first dye traces in Minnesota down in Harmony and Canton. Everyone used sinkholes for garbage disposal. And because of the work of everybody in this room, all of those things have changed now. And they've changed in the right direction, and that is a marvelous accomplishment for all of you. I've been blessed by having a wonderful area to study, southeastern Minnesota, the privilege to spend 4 decades working in that area. I've been blessed by an enormous number of wonderful colleagues, many of whom are sitting in this room. I've been blessed by having great, great students to work with, Bob and a whole bunch of other people sitting in this room. And finally, but far from least, I've been blessed by having a friend and colleague who has spent the last 20 years making me look a whole lot better than I actually am, and that is Scott Alexander. And I think all of you in this room know what an amazing individual he is. Thank you very much, Scott.